Welcome to BSAlert.com's podcast. This is our third show. We're pretty psyched about it. We're slowly starting to kind of get things in gear, and we certainly appreciate everybody's support and help. And we're now on iTunes. That's right. You can find us on iTunes. We just got accepted the other day. And if you go to podcasts.bsalert.com, you'll actually you'll find links and all the information. And we certainly appreciate any reciprocal links. If any of you guys have websites or blogs out there, you can also put links to our site. We'd appreciate it. And we'll put reciprocal links just to drop us an email. And this is our third show, and we're slowly starting to kind of get things going, but we're still rusty, so you have to bear with us if it's a little bit clunky and all of that. The website, bsalert.com, on the web, www.bsalert.com.
Bookmark it.
Yes, bookmark it, definitely. And with me, as always, is Wise Girl.
Hi, everybody.
And Uber Bill.
Hello, hello.
And I am Pyle. And we are BS Alert, the Critical Thinkers News Network and online community and blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. And this show is going to be kind of fun, we are hoping, right? The main theme of the show is going to be dating, online dating. We're going to talk about do's and don'ts. We're going to have some horror stories. We've got a lot of commentary and all kinds of interesting stuff, so stay tuned for that. First up, let's just see what's going on BS Alert. We've got all kinds of interesting little things. Top 10 big stories censored by the U.S. media. That's always a really good, interesting topic. There's a group called Project Censored, which keeps track of important news stories and what media is covering them. And there's always a lot of stuff there that is ignored by mainstream media or reported on what they call on News Friday, which is where they take a big, important story, and they run it on Friday so that over the weekend it kind of slows down and dies and they don't have to report it anymore.
Paris Hilton rarely shows up on that list.
No, yeah. Well, there's always something going on with her. I'm not going to go into any of the details of that, but you can check it out. There's a lot of really good content on that. We've also got an interesting story about overprotective parents and how they might actually be responsible for fatalities of their children.
Oh!
Yes.
Do tell.
Well, apparently, parents who forbid their children to cross roads alone may be preventing them from learning vital lessons in how to avoid being run over.
Oops.
Yes. Little Timmy, they just tell him, stay away from the road. Never, never go near the road. They don't tell him why. They don't tell him about looking both ways or anything like that, you know.
Similar theory to why abstinence education doesn't work. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a big story in analysis of figures in England on this. And they looked at all the stats, and apparently kids are getting run over because their parents are not teaching them that those things going by in the road
are fatal.
Are you sure it's not just because the cars are on the wrong side of the road?
Yeah, that could be it, too. Maybe so. You might have something there.
Those limey bastards.
How do you teach your kid, though? Do you have him stand by the side of the road and drive by real fast yelling at him or something?
You wing him, and then he learns.
So, yeah, that's, it's a good classic example of where parents are kind of actually
destroying their children.
Yeah, they're doing exactly the wrong thing. And, of course, at the other end of the spectrum, you have parents that are just so lenient they let their kids get away with anything. There's got to be some kind of in the middle there.
Well, that's crazy talk. Extremes.
Yes, I know.
There are only extremes.
It's all black or it's all white.
Right. You don't let them cross the road or they get hit by cars.
And let's see. Okay, we had General Petraeus's report on Iraq. And surprise, he said, everything seems to be progressing.
Progressing, right. Call me in 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody surprised? And then, of course, Bush's speech after that.
Yeah.
You know.
He said, yeah, he was going to let some troops come home when basically they have to. There's no option. They have to come home unless he wants to force them to stay there longer.
Yeah, I don't really even think we need to add any commentary to that. I mean, if by now you have to argue over what's going on in Iraq and what the administration is saying, then it's not worth...
You probably haven't subscribed to our podcast.
It's not worth us wasting any time trying to reason with you, I figure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
My attitude is, if you support the war, then you should be talking to me from Iraq. I mean, moving on, we have a story about boy babies vanishing. And I think, Wise Girl, you want to fill us in on this?
Yes, they've done some studies recently that show in the frozen Arctic, the native peoples who live in this region, the Inuit.
That's how you pronounce it, Inuit.
Inuit.
Not Inui or...
well,
well, that's a
I
sausage,
could be wrong,
isn't it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Inuit is what
that's
I
how I believe it is pronounced, Greg. Yeah.
In this country, in this continent, an earlier name for this people would have been the Eskimo, but that's less PC these days, since that's the name we gave them and not their name for themselves. The Inuit.
Fair enough.
They also live in the frozen north of Europe and Asia as well. Same people, same general culture. The problem is they seem to be having fewer boy babies.
It says here, advanced modern societies like the U.S., Europe, and Japan are producing toxic substances like DDT, which is banned in the U.S., but it's still used elsewhere.
Still used in the U.S. under certain conditions.
Clause.
Right, right. And I guess, ironically, what we've banned it in on crops, but then we turn around and we import crops from other countries that are still using it, right?
Yes. But it doesn't really matter, like, because it enters the environment. I mean, once it's in the air and the water, you're getting it whether it was sprayed here or in Chile.
Right. PCBs, flame retardants, all kinds of weird chemicals that are apparently acting as endocrine disruptors.
Right. They mess with human hormones, which unfortunately are one of the things that they believe tends to set the gender of a child early on, or they can affect it. Normally, you get, in any say, group of 100 women giving birth, you get slightly more than 50% males.
Really?
Yes. This is presumably to take care of the fact that males tend to die more because of things like, oh, I don't know, they've been shipped to Iraq. But in the North, lately, it's pretty much 2-to-1 girls over boys now.
Now, wow. But isn't generally almost everywhere there's more women than men, too? I mean, generally the population of the Earth?
I'm not sure about that.
With the exception of Alaska, I hear that women up there are kind of rare compared to men.
Well, that's probably more a
sociological
factor of
than
human movement rather than birth trends.
Right, right.
And obviously, the Inuit are reversing that trend in a big way.
So what we're seeing here is we're seeing what some scientists believe is the influence of chemicals in people's systems that are affecting the gender of the children that are being born, right? And this is
right.
Not, I mean, it's very, very pronounced in like Russia, Canada, Alaska, and Greenland.
In the far north, because the Inuit people subsist almost exclusively on fish and
water.
Meat, which these chemicals tend to build up toward the top of the food chain.
Right. I understand that, like, there's apex predators like shark and tuna and...
people, which are delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And whales and
seals,
things like that. Yeah.
And they don't, polar bears.
And so I guess a lot... They don't... As they eat other fish, the toxins become more and more concentrated, right?
Right.
They don't
right.
disappear. That's one of the reasons why they say don't give tuna to pregnant women or babies, because they have a high concentration of mercury and things like that. So you're saying that the presence of these chemicals is starting to mess with hormones, and the end result is changing the pattern of gender.
Right. In one village in the north of Greenland, there have only been girls born recently.
Wow.
Only girls. And while that may sound like a paradise to some, they've actually found that patterns in the developed countries like the U.S., Europe, and Japan, we're beginning to see a movement away from that 50-50 split.
Hmm.
Now there are slightly more girls than boys.
Really?
Or at least the proportions have been changing.
Huh.
Away from the more boys rule.
Well, clearly what we need to do is start shipping Inuit girls to Iraq. That's that's how you fix that problem,
right.
Clearly. Or we got to find another poison that'll swing it the other way.
Well, we could say that, you know, we can use this to our advantage in the countries where people tend to kill off their girl babies because they
right.
want boys. But
China, for
instance. Yeah, it's not really going to help if, in
no.
the long run,
they can't
everybody
boys.
Is only making boys, girls.
Right.
Yeah,
Yep, yep.
Sooner or later, you're going to run into problems. You can only store so much sperm.
Well,
we better get cracking.
Let's see. Moving on. Sperm. Good segue. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got another interesting story that's popping up. There's a big battleground going on the internet on YouTube between atheists and a certain fundamental Christians who have apparently had enough of being criticized because, you know, they don't believe that man came from monkeys and stuff like that. So there's a group called the Rational Response Squad, and there's a whole bunch of other little atheist groups that have got little YouTube accounts where they've taken some of these some of the Christian claims, and they've dissected them and argued against some of the claims that they make about evolution being false and all that. Well, the fundamentalists, the creationists, have fought back, not by reasoning, not by introducing their own argument. No, what they did was they filed complaints against these people, accused them of copyright infringement, and got all of their YouTube accounts suspended.
Oh.
So that's...
Well, if you silence the critics, then everything's hunky-dory.
And the funny part is they're claiming that these little films that they put out, which were basically just sermons preaching about how the Bible explains everything, clearly in the videos it says it's not copyrighted, we encourage you to spread it and do whatever you want. So that, you know,
but don't comment on it. Good Lord.
Some of these atheist groups have put together criticisms, and they've referenced some of this stuff, and now they complain to YouTube, and YouTube's policy is shut down everything, and then, you know, later, maybe if you can...
Wait for the dust to settle.
So, yeah, they've canceled a lot of people's accounts, which a lot of people are pretty upset about. We actually had our account canceled on YouTube. It was suspended because I had the audacity of posting a TV commercial... for Dodge. This was a TV commercial where they thought it would be really clever and manly if they had a dog that came up to one of those big, masculine Dodge Ram trucks and tried to pee on the wheel, and then a lightning bolt came out of the truck and fried the little dog to a crisp. I mean, and even after it was dead, like, fried it again, and there's a little smoking dog with, you know, four legs... I mean, and it was like, more down and now we have Dodge.
Well, wasn't this commercial like for the Netherlands or someplace? Like,
right.
It wasn't for the U.S. market.
It was...
Had an idea that might not play in the U.S. market.
Huh. Right, but it ended up on the internet, and of course, Dodge, trying to do some damage control, denied that they had anything to do with it. So they went after any place it was listed in, had to have it removed, and of course... it was a good story. We had it on BS Alert. I thought it was amusing, you know?
Right.
And,
Wait, they thought what? They were trying to spin it like a rogue advertising agency?
Well, no, they said they had absolutely nothing to do with it, which is bullshit.
Clearly.
You know, they did.
Made for free.
Their agency in Europe produced the commercial.
If they had nothing to do with it, then they have no copyright on it.
There you go.
Well, that's the funny thing. They complained to YouTube, and they turned our account off, and so all of our videos went boop. So we've been trying to rebuild. But a word of advice, you know, Google and YouTube, it's an inevitability. The bigger a company becomes, the less likely they're going to act honorably. So, you know, rule number one, don't believe their whole, we promise we won't be evil. Because every day people are getting screwed over there. Now, I'm not saying that all of the people involved haven't necessarily are completely, you know, angels, no pun intended. But, you know, there's I mean, the other day I went to YouTube, and, you know, they've got that new section up there that said, here's what other people are watching.
Right.
And it was nothing but hardcore porn. I mean, all the way along the top. I actually got a screen cap of it, too.
Wow.
Nothing but, I mean, hardcore porn.
Well, boop, boop, now we know what people are watching.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that was why the internet was created, wasn't it?
But, you know, put up a clip of a Dodge commercial with a dog peeing. Oh, no, we can't have that.
No.
So.
More nipples, less Dodges.
Yeah. Speaking of TV, another issue that's in the news is... I am kind of addicted to these survival shows. It's one of those things that has nothing to do with politics and news, and I don't have to get all that upset or intense or worry about it. and there's something cathartic about watching some guy just, you know, suffer in the middle of nowhere, and I'm sitting on my sofa.
Glad it's not you, munching on chips and dip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's what we like about Survivor.
Yeah. Well, let's... here's a little taste.
I'm Bear Grylls. I've served with the British Special Forces. I've climbed to the summit of Everest and crossed the frozen waters of the Arctic.
I've got a great accent.
Now, my challenge is to be marooned off an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, I'm Bear Grylls. Sounds tough, sounds
Survivor
cool.
Survivor man.
Right, you know. And I go into the middle of nowhere and take off my shirt. Because I have to. So, yeah, we've got a story up there. There's some controversy surrounding this because this Man vs. Wild show apparently is not all it's cracked up to be.
Hmm. Those are the allegations.
Yes, there are allegations. There's all kinds of videos where when you see the show, you see him out in the middle of nowhere. You don't see the camera turn around and there's a Taco Bell behind it or anything like that. But apparently there are some people claiming that... He's not nearly as far out as you'd think. And we've got a video of, they show the segment from the show, where one episode where he's out in this lava field and he's showing you how to survive crossing lava flows and stuff like that. And then somebody else shot a home video that's obviously the exact same location where he jumps across this little thing and the camera just turns to the left and you basically see a whole row of cars and tourists.
It's a highway.
Yes. It's right there, you know. And then there's other claims that
but he's Bear Grylls.
For this example, the show where he's on this deserted island, apparently it's a resort in Hawaii.
It is an island with a resort.
No, it's an island off a resort.
Well, he's not far away from apparently, you know.
Kicking it up and
the tiki bar.
Hit the mainland and you can get a Mai Tai.
And the show's producers have been saying, you know, look, we're not saying it's totally 100% accurate, you know, but
it is television after all,
right?
The Discovery Channel.
The Discovery Channel made a statement saying the program explicitly does not claim that presenter Bear Grylls' experience is one of unaided solo survival. For example, he often directly addresses the production team, including the cameraman. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, surely people don't think there's robots walking around in the middle of nowhere.
Wes, I wanted more. I wanted no ice in this Coke. No ice.
I said half calf. Half calf.
I mean, you see, I mean, basically, it seems like a lot of these shows are kind of degenerating into, I'm going to go into middle of nowhere and eat something that you would never put in your mouth.
Actually, one of my favorite shows on the Food Channel is the very same thing.
Yeah, but at least the Food Channel, you know the guys, you know, the camera turns off and he spits it out.
Yeah, well, he's 280 pounds and 5'6". I don't think he's wandering around any lava flows.
Right, right. So yeah, there's allegations, and they've got video evidence, you know, showing like him crossing this river, and then the next thing you know, the next scene, it's obvious that he's put a life jacket on underneath his thing. And
how dare he not want to drown? What a pussy.
That's so rude of him.
Well, now, my favorite show is Survivor Man, which a lot of people that are into this stuff think is that's the real deal, because the guy goes into the middle of nowhere and he brings his own camera equipment. He doesn't have a crew following him around.
Huh.
But it's interesting. If you go to the website, you'll see we've got all kinds of videos showing what people are
at
claiming.
At least until our YouTube account gets shut down.
Yes, we'll see. Well, these are other people's accounts, but we're spreading everything around a little bit more.
Plausible deniability.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's see. What else is going on? What do we have? Well, we've got this online dating thing, which is really kind of going to be the main topic of the show. And we've got all kinds of interesting, fun little things. Maybe we should start it off with something a little bit inspirational to get you in the mood.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the one woman that I've searched for my entire life, I found.
Get
the person
Kleenex.
I found in Lance is incredible. eHarmony helped me find the love of my life.
At eHarmony.com, we match you based on the deep dimensions of compatibility.
Thank you, Barney.
A meaningful relationship.
And without any question, I will love you for the rest of my life. And so I could not be happier than at any point to be able to ask you if you would do me the honor.
On TV.
How romantic.
My wife.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Is it a yes?
Yes. Oh my God.
Hey, that's great.
Yes, yes.
You gotta wonder how many times they had to get that proposal on camera. It's like, Lance, look, you really gotta sell it to the audience. Come on.
Or how many proposals they were like, I want to see your financial statements.
I'm gonna need a blood test first. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Speaking of celebrations, we've got something interesting that we're drinking. Wise girl, what is it tonight?
Tonight it's a Gaston Chiquet Tradition Champagne.
Ooh, I have no idea what that is, but it sounds expensive.
That's a grower champagne, which is the finest kind of champagne in
it's
our
bubbly.
Price range. And it's really quite good.
Ah.
And why are we drinking champagne, you may ask? To celebrate our debut on iTunes.
iTunes!
Way to work that in there.
Yes. Podcast.bsalert.com. We didn't. The last couple shows, we haven't promoted anything in there.
No, it's true. We need to start running it subliminally in the background.
Mm-hmm. So,
why are we talking about online dating?
Yes.
Kyle?
Just because it,
tell me about your life plan.
Yeah, I don't have any life plan. That's the problem. Dead air. Crickets.
Because it's a topic everyone is interested in. Everyone's single.
A growing number, in fact. According to, and here I pop in with some facts. Thank you, Google. ComScore Networks did a study in 2003, so it's a little dated, 4 years ago. In August, 1 month, 2003, 40 million unique visitors used online dating services in the U.S. alone. And according to the U.S. News and World Report, that's half the number of single adults in America.
It's big now.
It's big. And, you know, 4 years ago, it's even bigger. So probably
I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure almost everybody has had some form of online dating, whether you actually signed up for one of the sites or whether or not you did a classified thing or you just met somebody online.
Or you just, you know, did a little browsing to see what was out there.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, if you've got some good stories, go to bsalert.com, share them with us, comment on
horror stories.
On the story associated with this podcast, you know, you can always, yeah. Any stories. We want the good, we want the bad. We're not, you know, we're a little cynical here. So, so maybe we're focusing more on ways in which sometimes they don't work, but they do work, too.
Oh, sometimes.
Do they?
I've read that. According to eHarmony, they work all the damn time.
Yes,
I've heard of a couple of success stories.
Actually, one of my favorite for online dating discussions, one of my favorite activities while I'm at work, not working, is to cruise. Craigslist has free online classifieds for pretty much anything you could want. Men seeking women, men seeking men, women seeking women, casual encounters, all kinds of stuff.
That's a scary, scary site.
Yeah, isn't it? But some of the headlines, like the subjects that people post, are absolutely hilarious. And I actually wrote some down. For men seeking women, there was a guy, it's just all caps, marriage. And it's a foreign gay guy who's looking to marry someone just so he can stay in this country and continue dating his boyfriend. Let's see,
that's
what else?
So beautiful.
Yeah, isn't it? It's
love.
Really love, man. It's all about love.
Exciting and new.
There's a guy who's looking for my unicorn, in quotes, fabled creature. He misspelled fabled, but that's okay. There's a guy who posted relationship in a house, and he's not offering. He's looking for both of those things. He wants to date a woman and live in her house. in the honesty category,
okay,
there's...
Keep going. Keep going.
There's looking to spank a cute bottom. Man looking for a nice lady to lay across his lap for a good old-fashioned spanking. He's willing to pay.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's true. Let's see. There's the abject alcoholic seeking a woman who might be looking to fix him. Because he needs to be fixed. A man looking for cougars. He's a
cougars.
Younger man. For
is that
those,
like the animal, or is that some kind of weird sex
for
thing?
For those of you who don't know, apparently Pyle is one of them. A cougar is an older woman who enjoys dating or having sex with younger men.
How come you all know all of this stuff? Like you knew the whole bathroom thing last week.
We read on the internet, man. Oh. Stop asking questions. What do you...
Perhaps some of us aspire to become cougars.
Man, I
or to date cougars.
There you go. They're more experienced. I don't know. Well, actually, cougars was a term that was in a movie recently, and so I saw it there.
Good story. Good cover.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Let's see. We have a man who's just bored, which that's all.
That's pretty sexy.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey,
somebody
let's
wants
meet
to
up.
Get with him.
I'm bored.
My favorite, and I've been through hundreds of these headlines, my favorite is intellectual penetration.
Oh, God.
There's somebody a little too clever for their own good. Huh?
Far too clever. Yeah, absolutely. And those are pretty much the funniest ones. That I have a few.
Well, let me... I've actually been looking at some of the stuff, and I've come across some interesting just stuff in women's ads that you got to go, what?
What?
So I'll go over a couple of interesting... Now, these are actual statements. Let's see. I love animals of any shape and size, with the exception of snakes. I can't get past the whole no legs thing. Yeah, I know. Neither do fish, but fish move by fins. You can see them. I relate to those legs. I mean...
Whoa. This isn't a woman's app?
Yeah. This is like... thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that's a little too much. The neuroses are peeking out.
let's see. Looking for someone who can deal with me. I am very picky. Uh-huh.
Actually, that's sorry to break in. That reminds me, there was a woman's ad I saw that had the question, do you like a challenge? Which, in terms of dating, for most men, the answer is absolutely not.
Yeah, let's see. Last book read, Pier 1 catalog. I am not making this stuff up. I got this off Match.com in the last couple of weeks. And I put up a profile, and I had... these are the matches. So, you know, let's see. Here we go. Sure, it's rare that something shocks me, but I'm old-fashioned, just in a Vegas sort of way.
An old-fashioned Vegas sort of way?
I don't know what that means either.
She's in the mob?
She likes feathered headdresses.
Yeah.
She's topless often?
I'm not picky, but want the right man, someone who cannot have other women on their minds but think only of me.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, not picky. You're not being picky at all.
And put in a V-chip.
And you get these, I guess there's some scammers on there that put these fake profiles. And sometimes they're not from here. Like, maybe they're Nigerian. And the profile kind of gives it away. Like, here's one from a 28-year-old white, ultra-conservative woman. And it says, I could be happy. For me, it is... necessary the man which would love me and respect it, upon which it is possible to count a difficult minute. For me, it is necessary cheerful, kind, and sincere, with which I could create strong and happy family. That our life would be in understanding and the consent. I would make all that our love did not know borders. We shall be happy on always. I would want that my favorite always was with me beside. Yeah, a little subject verb orgy
Yoda
going on there.
I'm wondering if that went through Babelfish a couple of times.
Yeah, probably.
I wait for such person very much for a long time, and I not losing hope that not sometime our destiny will reduce us together.
Reduce us into a sauce spread. That's very odd.
Yes. Wow. That just classic.
That's lovely.
Yeah. That's poetry. Maybe it's a poem. You don't know. Some kind of very long form haiku.
I mean, imagine the fun you could have responding using that same kind of wording.
I also always beside reduce.
Let's see. Here's some more. I would describe myself as fun, loving, attractive, and in parentheses, not in a conceited way, with conceited spelled C-O-N-C-E-D-E-D.
I don't concede that I'm attractive.
And that she was blonde, by the way.
Yes.
In case anybody had any doubts.
According to a study, 30% of women on online ads are blonde.
I am a realist with a positive outlook on life. I will have fun at whatever I am doing because I want to be having fun. That sound like some kind of positive affirmation they just got out of the therapist session?
Yeah, absolutely. Or just had a couple too many Prozac this morning.
Yeah, you know, like I saw one profile, it was like, I'm giving myself permission to be happy.
Oh, crap. Avoid it all costs.
Yeah, you know somebody just got out of their therapy
session.
Red lights
all over the place.
I am currently attending William Carey University pursuing, P-E-R-S-U-I-N-G,
an English degree.
My bachelor's degree in elementary education. Good luck with that.
Oh, man, I weep
no
for
comment.
The future.
Let's see. My favorite place to eat is Olive Garden. Yes.
Ooh.
And judging from
they
the
do have that endless salad bowl.
Yes.
There you go.
Judging from the picture, I'm thinking that's what it was, the endless supply of breadsticks. And then you get some weird ones where you're just like, did you really want to say that? Like, I have a strong dislike for American men, mostly because they have an obsessive need to breed. I'm not making this up. This stuff is really in there, you know.
Jesus. And especially, go through a draft process, you know? I mean, a phone conversation, you can screw up. You can say something you don't mean to, but when you can type it and then look at it and then look at it some more.
And
before
spell
you actually,
check it.
And spell check it, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Or and sometimes you just wonder, how, you know, maybe they're being a little too ambitious. Like, where will I be in 50 years? In 50 years, I would like to be celebrating my 50th wedding anniversary with my husband, kids, and grandkids on the front porch of my house, which sits on a small farm on the outskirts of town.
Way too specific.
Our farm will have a pond stocked with perch, no catfish, homes for stray animals, cows, horses, pigs, and any other animal I can decide to raise.
Except snakes.
Now, that's ambitious.
Wow.
You know?
That is a... You have a lot of expectations going into that relationship.
I think
a man would have to really hustle to make those dreams come true.
I think in 50 years I see her trying to collect alimony and shaking off the crazy Catwoman stigma. Let's see. Yeah. And then you get the weird, you know, like, I am a good girl, like to hang out with good people. Sometimes it's easier to weed out all the crazy ones on the internet. That's why we're here, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Jeez. Answering your own question.
Again, real, honest stuff. Here's another one. I've been divorced twice, but believe me, I have learned from my past mistakes.
I bet you said that the first time. Third time's a charm, baby.
Or, I've been accused of being a drama queen, but I do it for laughs.
Oh, God.
I'm sure he's laughing
right
now.
That's just funny. That's weird. Bizarre. Please don't respond if you have any type of criminal record or if you are a perv.
Ooh, I think we need a definition there.
Yeah, is there an online test I can take? I might be a perv.
A blonde girl from Tulsa, Oklahoma actually said her favorite color was clear. I wish
so
I
technically
could...
it's whatever's behind her favorite color. Jesus. What the...
Right, right.
Have you ever seen clear? How does clear work?
Yeah, I just, you know.
Holy crap.
I see. I plan to be rich someday or marry someone who is. I get cranky when I don't eat. I always like to be on time. It hardly ever happens. I want someone who is honest, independent, and goal-oriented. I like to be taken care of.
Well, yeah. At least, you know, just being honest.
Yeah, but, you know, that's one thing if like she looks like a model, you know, a bikini model, but if it's like some
ugly
woman,
people don't deserve to be happy.
No, but I mean, if you don't have something going for you, I don't think you can be that demanding, do you?
Maybe she has a wonderful personality.
Or this is my favorite one. I'm looking for the kind of guy who calls you back when you hang up on him.
Oh my God.
No thanks. Then don't hang up on him.
Yeah.
Is this a test?
Oh, okay, so wise girl, what you got for us?
Okay, these are all emails from men contacting a lady for the first time. See what you think their success rate might have been.
I'm guessing low.
Good day and God bless you. Your profile is very lovely, and so are you! Exclamation, 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 exclamation. You have been blessed with a beautiful smile. More exclamation points. We know that it is the Lord's will for people to have a mate if they desire one. In the beginning, when God created Adam, God himself made this statement. It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him.
A helpmeet? Oh,
yes.
Helpmate?
No. The actual biblical quote is a helpmeet for him.
Well, he did pull her out of his rib.
If you want, I can go into the linguistics. It's an archaic form. It's legitimate.
Okay.
Proceed.
I'm sure any eligible woman would understand.
It's the St. James, the King James version. Right. So, the Lord wants to bring a mate to those who will ask him and have the patience to wait for his choice. looking for a mate who loves Jesus first, and then her mate. And yes, I must be honest. She must like making love, and love to be loved. Also, must have a booty. Many exclamation points. Smile. God bless you with love.
Okay. Yeah. I just did a little theme music. Go,
holy crap. Wait. So, Johnny Jesus is he's all about the procreation and
the booty.
And the booty. Wow.
Well, God said, let there be booty,
let
right?
Let there be booty.
Apparently.
And it was good.
You got some more?
I got more.
Okay.
My love, I can't hide my feels from you. I was impressed for your beauty and your stature. Something pushed me on my inside that you are D-Lady. I haven't seen you, but I'm intoxicated already.
See, that sounds like a scammer.
Also, imagine all apostrophes being commas in this email. And no capital letters. I found you, my everything, I love you, for you are sweet, my love. Understanding is the answer to future. Nobody will build his or her house without understanding my heart pansy after your love. Remain blessed, thank yours.
Okay, so what we've got here is apparently some weird language issues.
I don't even think it's language because
that's
of
a
the
scam. That, two emails in, he's going to ask for her to cash some...
That's quite likely, but
I look in my, you know, if you browse these sites, you'll see profile has been deleted, you know. So there's apparently a lot of scammers or probably women or people promoting adult sites where they create the fake profiles.
Well, that brings us to the next one.
Mm-hmm. But something pushed him from the inside.
Where a man writes to a lady, I think you are a bot. You can't possibly be real. May I say how disappointed I am in the fact that I've wasted my time corresponding with someone who doesn't exist? The young lady who received this, who is in fact not a bot, not really happy with that.
Oh, well, and he wrote the bot.
Yes. Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Apparently, I'm imagined to provoke a reaction or.
you want to get your feelings across to this annoying bot.
Right. I'm very disappointed with you.
Right.
Here's a guy who gets straight to the point. Hi, Ms. I'm 24. Yo, guy. And I decided to marry with an older lady who prefer to live with a young lover. Would you like to marry me? That's the end.
Mm, okay.
Direct, honest.
Well, he gets to the point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's see. We have a mutual friend that shared a story with us a while back that was just so good we thought we'd have to tell it, you know? And it was her dating experience. I wanted to actually get her on the phone here, but... I couldn't, so I think, Wise Girl, you've got this email that she sent us a while back, right?
Right. And the one that really stands out in her experience.
She had like this string of like blind dates, and off of what site was it?
I don't think she says.
It might have been eHarmony, it might have been Match.com or Lava Life or Yahoo Classifieds.
One of many. But this is the date that she remembers most fondly, or something. This winter brought self-help books to our initial meeting and picked out some quizzes for me to complete. Giving him the benefit of a doubt, aren't I kind? I agreed to go to a movie with him. We met at the bookstore before the show. And what does he buy? On a date? A first date? Dating for Dummies.
Oh,
again, it's just unbelievable. I mean, seriously, she's telling me that she's in the coffee house and she looks over and he's in the checkout line and he has prominently in his hand Dating for Dummies.
Jesus.
I said, you must be joking.
Maybe
she's
he needed
like, no.
to check the index or something, make sure. be ready for any situation.
Well, she suggests that perhaps he should read the chapter on what not to do during a date.
Don't buy this book if you're on a date.
Well, I guess it could be better than, you know, buying a large collection of erotica, but
right.
only slightly.
I got the Kama Sutra. Come on.
Which reminds
that
me...
That could appeal to a certain girl.
There was another story we didn't put on BS Alert today about some guy who had a cable repairman come over to install cable for him. The cable repairman notices all of this kiddie porn, pictures of kind of naked kids around the guy's place, right?
Yeah.
And he's getting suspicious, and then the guy actually says to the cable guy, he says, I'm not sure if I know how to use this equipment. You would have to have a little 10-year-old boy that comes with it that can explain it to me.
Holy crap.
So, you know, he went and called the police after that. They found, like, 1,200 pornographic pictures in the guy's place.
Wow.
Some people are just stupid, you know.
But anyway, back to the feature. I found a study. A study by the University of Chicago, presumably researchers for the University of Chicago and not the university.
Yeah, let's
itself.
Get some more. You have a lot more stats on the state of this whole thing, right?
Well, I have stats on about the people who operate on these sites.
Yeah, let's hear some.
And so, okay, we have apparently less than 1% of users admit to being less than average, admit to having less than average looks. However, only a third post pictures to prove that they are apparently gorgeous examples of humanity.
What is average anyway? You know, I mean, I know that average body type now seems to be
probably
40, 50 pounds overweight.
Right. I think, you know, average, that's tricky, but less than average, that might be a little easier to, you know, it's not, I know porn when I see it, kind of argument. Mm-hmm. And apparently I know kiddie porn when I see it, or cable people do.
Yes.
Jeez. Anyway, reported weights for women were substantially less than national averages. Men's weights, however, were fairly consistent with national averages. Apparently, if you have a gut and you're a dude, you're pretty happy, or you're proud of it. 30% of women posting on online sites were blondes. Looks are the most important variable for both sexes on their profiles. Looks are the top of the list. Personality, surprisingly, didn't make the top three.
Well, how can you? You know, it's hard to tell personality, especially on some sites like Match.com.
And that was something actually the researchers were very clear to point out that things like looks and money are more easily quantifiable and easy to find out from a profile than
there's a category you check off for those.
Right, absolutely.
Whereas,
there's not a drop down for
personality.
How funny you are.
eHarmony has that. eHarmony,
right.
It's like you fill out nothing but multiple choice. I consider myself A, bubbly, B, introspective, C, outgoing, and that's like your three choices.
And that's they figure out that's one of their 29 points of light. All right, let's see. Men reporting incomes in excess of $250,000 received 156% more emails than men with incomes below $50,000. Mm. Men, however, appear less interested in women who make more than they do. Men hoping to start...
I'm not one of those men, just by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. For a while, my retirement plan was to marry a woman with a trust fund. Men... Let's see, hoping to start a long-term relationship, in quotes, received substantially more emails than men who are just looking or curious. Men looking for a casual relationship got 42% fewer emails, but women who were looking for a casual relationship got 20% more. So it's just sometimes stereotypes that exist in the real dating world, the world of relationships, carry over. To online dating. These are, after all, people. They just have the comforting blanket of being anonymous.
Well,
I know of someone who posted something on Craigslist looking for someone that she could have a friendly, intellectual conversation with and, you know, sex once in a while. And apparently she got something over 150 responses in, like, a day.
sex
popular.
And men are there, man.
Being a guy, I'd like to... If I can be so presumptuous, I'd like to offer some helpful hints for women who want to put these ads up, you know? I mean, online dating is not going away. It's not necessarily a bad way to meet people.
No, it's stigma is
probably
is
not a
much
substitute,
gone.
Though, for, you know, still being out in the real world. But these days, people aren't drinking and smoking as much in bars, and, you know, there's not as many places to meet. So you're going to do a profile. Let me give you a couple of helpful hints. Okay, this is just my opinion, but as a guy, I'll just tell you what I think. First off, don't put princess, queen, kitty, cat, diva, or similarly annoying words in your name. I mean, why reveal the mystery so soon? Give us a chance to discover just how narcissistic you really are. You know, diva, country, princess, and all of that. Also... Nobody really knows what down-to-earth means. Okay, please, stop putting that in your profile. Does that mean you're as interesting as dirt? You know? If I see another, I'm just a down-to-earth. I'm looking for a what the hell does that mean?
She's grounded.
Yeah. There are some statements that don't belong together. They are mutually exclusive. For example, if you are, quote, looking for an honest guy that, quote, knows how to treat a lady, I think you're asking for trouble. One or the other. One or the other. Because there's...
You can't shoot the moon.
I mean, you can't have both. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm letting a secret go there.
Yeah. Well, which one are you?
You know, I'm the honest guy. I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, but honesty, in my opinion, goes a lot farther than bullshit. But anyway, let's see. Okay, look.
Says the man who owns BSAlert.com.
Right, right. Now, look, I'm not saying I think your picture and your profile is a little old, all right? But are you still wearing parachute pants and driving an AMC Pacer? Just want to know. Just saying that, you know.
She's retro.
Yeah.
The 80s are back, man.
Yeah. Let's see. I also appreciate the great lengths that you go to in order to get that picture of the perfect downward angle of your overexposed, disembodied head. Right? But it still does not hide the fact that I suspect you probably bought a separate freezer just to hold Haagen-Dazs, okay? You're not fooling anybody. And another thing about pictures, okay? Please... Please, for the love of God, no glamour shots, all right?
Oh,
if your idea of fine photography can be had in the food court in the mall, I don't want to know, right? And
glamour shots.
You know, what did that kind of weird hazy thing? Like?
Right. They smear Vaseline on the lens.
You know,
make you look like a hooker.
It is. It's like just makeup on top of makeup. And then they have those same three hideous outfits.
Right.
Like the cowgirl one. Like, what the hell? And also, if you've got a picture of yourself, try to find one that doesn't have a black box or a cutout where he that will henceforth be nameless used to be.
Maybe that was her trip to the obelisk from 2001.
I gotcha. Yeah. You know, the only time she ever smiled was when she was desperately clutching onto her now ex-boyfriend or something.
Who you will hear quite a bit about, I'm sure, on your mm-hmm. first date.
And also, here's a few hints. Your favorite things, right? Your favorite things. Let me guess. Thunderstorms. Cuddling up, watching a movie on the couch. You know, and being completely unoriginal as possible, huh? And look, if you're 28 and you have four kids and have never been married... Saying your favorite thing to do is eat at Olive Garden, I don't buy it.
Well, what do you think is her favorite thing?
I think we know what her favorite thing is. You know,
it's not shopping for birth control.
You know, and there's some things are safe assumptions. You know, women like dancing, men like fishing. Women like shopping, men like sports. You don't need to put that, you know. If you're a guy who likes shopping or a woman who likes sports, check the category you've posted your profile in, okay? Just say, you know. And also, you women that say you like camping, we know what you're up to. That's all I'm going to say. We know what you're up to.
Okay.
And a final note about pictures, okay? What's with the group shots? You know, are you the troll on the left or the troll on the right? I mean,
give us an arrow.
You know. And then, of course, there's the weird, you know, is this the same girl that was in the previous, you know, picture? Because I think we've had three or four different presidents in the time span of the pictures you've posted. You know.
Also, the term spiritual. What the hell is spiritual?
Oh,
it means they don't actually go to church.
Ah, but they think about it.
It means that they'll you know, their opinion is kind of flexible, I guess.
Whatever
they
you
believe
are,
in
they'll
ghosts?
Convert.
Or you know I've seen these profiles where every single picture is a woman having with a drink in her hand. Have you seen those? And then she'll put, "I don't really drink much," you know.
They just happen to catch her at the right time with the camera.
She goes to parties where cameras are present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that's some helpful hints from a guy
just
for you women
up.
Out there, right? And I think Wise Girl, you know, the turnabout is fair play, right? Because you've got some gripes about men in their ads.
One or two.
Oh.
One or two.
Men, I think, are very easy targets in online dating. Certainly from my Craigslist cruising, we are a bunch of scumbags. And lunatic.
But you got to admit, we're generally more honest, though. At least we don't have grandiose expectations like some of the women do in their ads.
Sometimes honesty is not always the best policy. At least not immediately.
Not immediately. Wait until there's an attraction before.
Okay, I've got a few tips for men who are looking to go and date online. First, when you list your preferred age ranges for the women that you would like to meet, and you only want women who are younger than you, don't just turn off the women who... You're not just turning off the women who are older than that. You also turn off all the younger women who don't like creepy old guys. And if you're wondering, this makes you a creepy old guy.
Absolutely.
To be freed of this, no doubt, highly unfair prejudice, at least look at the women who are the same age as you are.
Well, you know, in fairness, I see female profiles. I see the 18, 21-year-olds that want like a 40-plus-year-old guy.
Yeah, those are fake.
No.
Yeah, I think you've hit on your Nigerian scammers right there.
No, or maybe it's just a woman that wants to be taken care of. You know?
I think that's a big possibility, yeah. Your initial email is not a good time to mention your collection of sensual toys. When is a good time? After the two of you know each other very, very well.
Right.
Or if after she mentions them first.
Now, see, being a guy, I always thought if you had like a sex swing or a Sibian or something, that should be prominently listed.
get to know her first, really. Trust me on this one. If you want a highly attractive woman to respond to your ad, you'd better try being a highly attractive man.
Oh, now you take the fun out.
This also applies for smart, rich, funny, slim. If you want it, you better be it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that limits my options.
It does for us
all. Except for a vagina. Other than that, everything else you need.
Yeah. Hotties, as a general rule, like other hotties. I mean, sure, you can play the odds and contact as many as you like, but... let's hope that you can handle
it. You know, one of the things that all of us guys, one of the weird dreams that we hold on to is this, and maybe it's a myth, that the super duper hot girl is the one that's really lonely, you know, because she's so hot that nobody ever asks
her
out.
Right. And that she just, all she wants is some pudgy, balding dude.
Yeah.
Well,
don't bust our bubble, please.
Well, it might work if you're, I don't know, Donald Trump or somebody like that. But
who is, in fact, a pudgy balding man.
With, you know, millions. You have to have something that's a draw.
Damn.
Okay.
I mean, maybe the pudgy balding guy is, like, really amazing in bed, but I'm not going to ask him.
I have almost all the seasons of The Simpsons on DVD. Is that
yeah, see, now why can't that be, like, a really...
Why can't that be a turn-on?
That works for me, but...
You heard it, people. Wise girl. She's available.
Okay, next tip. Do not go on a dating site and interact with people if you have no intention of dating anyone ever. There are plenty of places to find email pen pals if you want to find them.
Nigeria, I hear.
Rule of thumb. If you've been emailing for 3 months without actually meeting in person and you live within 100 miles of each other...
It's an old white guy that's married, right? It's like some
weird
either
guy. Stop emailing or make a date already.
Now, you know, I've had situations where I met women online, and I wanted to get to know them a little bit better. And they're like, let's meet up. And I'm like, well, hey, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Well, if you're not interested in getting together with me, bam, couldn't be bothered.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about you have to meet them right away. But, like, I've had a couple of occasions where I was emailing somebody for, like, 6 months,
and they
just never actually wanted to meet.
Yeah, they're married.
Well, there was something going on there, that's for sure.
A true story, I went on a date with the girl that I met online, and we went out to eat, and then right as soon as I paid the check, she said, thank you, but I'm not interested in seeing you anymore. I told you that I wanted to date a Jewish guy, and you're not Jewish. And she you know,
please get the tip, come on.
Yeah, she didn't, she knew I wasn't a Jewish guy, you know, before we even got together, but she let me buy her dinner, you know.
That's kind of rude.
Clever.
So if you wonder why I'm cynical.
He's bought a lot of dinners, people.
Just be decent. That's all. Don't pull crap like that.
Agreed. On the other side of the not meeting soon enough equation, if a guy proposes marriage after, like, only dating for a month, that's scary.
He's
run
looking
away.
For a green
Girls,
card.
Run away.
Does that really happen?
Yes, it does happen. It happens apparently quite a lot.
Craigslist is full of posts of
yeah, but isn't that like that's like people needing citizenship though?
Not all of them. I think some of them are just People want to get hitched?
Yeah, some people just, like, they want to get married. They want to get married now. They'd really like to get out of their parents' basement. And
Or say you're a senator who people keep thinking you're gay, so you need a family now.
Naughty boy.
Exactly. So be wary of that if you're considering that move. When a man describes how he wants his women to dress, for example, she should be comfortable in anything from jeans to an elegant cocktail dress. I wonder if he'll be equally receptive to getting fashion tips from her. The answer is no, go and buy yourself a nice Barbie to play dress-up with.
He must wear a banana hammock. And
Women do that. Women dress because guys don't particularly care.
I don't know how to dress myself.
And if you do care, then you might be posting in the wrong category.
There is something. There is something creepy about a man, you know, don't wear that. You look ugly in that. Wear this.
Yeah. It's just a little bit of a, I don't know, why is this guy looking for women who dress a certain way?
Right, clearly a doll.
Maybe he wants to just find out if you're his size.
That's a distinct possibility. If you want to ensure that a woman will not respond to your communication, just make several bitter and angry statements about how rude it is when women fail to respond to say no thanks to your kind offers of friendship.
You're obviously a bot. Damn you, bot.
Don't forget to demand that she answer you. That way, if by some miracle she does contact you, it will be almost assuredly to tell you exactly why she isn't the least bit interested in you and your issues with women.
Yes, clearly. Mm-hmm. That guy owns a panel van. He's making a suit out of skin.
Another tip. If you're looking for your queen, your lady fair, a shining princess, someone to spoil rotten, you might want to consider getting a nice lap dog, or at least taking a trip down to the local Renaissance fair.
Now, you see, there's lots of women, though, that have those, I'm the queen, I'm looking for my knight in shining armor.
Yeah, but sweep does anyone really want feet. To date them?
Yeah, I know. Just, I don't know whether they just dream this beautiful, you know.
Of course, everybody. I mean, you know, everybody has their fantasies of the perfect person.
I have a tip later on that will address this question.
Ah, excellent. Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure your profile is believable, or if you really want to shock and amaze her, actually true.
Ooh.
Again, taking the fun out of things.
When a woman sees a profile that's so ungrammatical that it's barely comprehensible.
Something pushed me from inside.
And the picture is of a shirtless guy on a weight bench, but he's really not that built. And he says he makes over $100,000 a year. She has to wonder, what's wrong with this picture?
I'm the CEO of GM. Come on.
But I can't spell or write. And I use a U when I want to say you.
Yeah, well.
If your photos clearly cover a period of at least a decade, give us some clues as to which one you most look like now. There should be such a photo. Are you the guy with the beard or without? Now.
Maybe standing next to the Times edition or something.
Yeah, just a clue. I mean, it's okay to have a range of dates in the pictures because that way we get a sense of your history. But we'd like a clue as to what you actually look like today.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. Now, here's where it all really comes together. Read the woman's profile if you're going to contact her.
Again?
Son of a...
I know.
This takes work.
Read it. Read it again.
Do we have to?
Refer to it when you
so
contact
boring.
Her so that she knows you read it. Or did you just like her picture? Nothing is a bigger turnoff than being a feminist, atheist, independent gal and getting an email from a guy whose profile says that he knows how to treat a lady, wants to meet a good Christian woman, loves being taken care of, wants lots of kids, and wants a lady who wants to stay home and raise them.
And she must have booty.
Yeah. Or, for that matter, being a modest, church-going, traditional woman and getting an email from someone who would like to show you a good time, is super hot in bed, and wouldn't mind it if you wanted to be his sugar mama.
I don't know. The church women, you know, they're pretty repressed. That might not be a good example.
The librarian scenario.
Trust me, if they're advertising for a traditional man, they want to see something in the email that suggests you are that man.
They don't want body piercings and,
Okay.
Not saying they wouldn't
you say so.
Secretly like it, but they're not going to answer you. And this is my last tip. Do not tell a woman that you're hot, sexy, or GR8 in bed That's a real username, folks.
Great.
People who are hot, sexy, and great in bed don't have to brag about it. If you do need to tell someone, chances are that you are none of those things.
I am so hot, I don't even have to I don't have time to spell the whole word
great. You better be editing your profile now.
Now, if you're actually telling the truth, there are other reasons to avoid you, like your massive ego. Maybe you're hot,
but
don't be talking about it, people.
Mm. Well, I'm sure after hearing all of this, everybody is just so psyched, so excited.
They're about to slit their wrists.
You know,
give up now,
get
people. Kill yourself.
Yeah, well, Uber Bill, you're engaged, right?
That is
engaged
true.
To be divorced.
Hey.
First things first.
She listens to these.
Uh-oh.
Love you, honey.
Well, online bliss is theoretically possible.
Mm. Indeed.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to another episode of the BS Alert podcast.
Woohoo!
And thanks very, very much for your support. Be sure to visit the website,
www.bsalert.com.
And check out the podcast. Now, we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast, especially if you do it through iTunes.
Early and often.
Because the popularity thing goes up and we might actually appear somewhere. We've got a lot of really, really cool stuff coming up for future shows. We've got a conversation with a libertarian anarchist capitalist.
Ooh.
Yes, yes.
He's fun at parties.
Yeah, really. we've also got some other interesting special theme shows. And we actually got some music. You know, we all play instruments. And we pretend we're rock stars on occasion. And we've got some interesting new tunes that we're going to be unveiling that are guaranteed to get us death threats.
Yay.
Sweet.
So
that's why I went into music.
Yes, yes. So, again, thanks very much. And we'll see you next time at bsalert.com.